From the Texas Veterinary Medical Association in Austin, Texas, this is Veterinary Vitals, a podcast that focuses on current news in the Texas veterinary profession. I'm your host, Audrea Wood. Today on the podcast, I speak with Dr. Tanasia Crocker about social media for veterinary medicine. Dr. Crocker is a speaker and social media personality. She works as an ER veterinarian for a veterinary emergency group in Dallas and owns Alta Vista Animal Hospital. She supports fellow veterinary professionals and educates the pet-owning public through her various endeavors. Dr. Crocker is also a TVMA member and serves on several committees.
So thanks for having me on. I am Dr. Tanasia Crocker. I am a social media personality, an emergency veterinarian, and a practice owner.
Dr. Crocker, how do you manage your social media accounts?
Well, it definitely has changed a little bit over time. So initially starting out, I did a lot of just perusing social media, kind of seeing what I liked, what I didn't like, and then just trying a lot of different types of content, putting it out at different times, different days, and seeing what people really responded to. And over time, I've found that people really like authenticity, stories, and I kind of have gotten into more of a flow with it. And so the more you do it, the faster it is. And I'll have days where I just set aside time to basically record content. So I'll record stories, I will share cases, and then throughout the week, I can kind of put that out. I also do a lot of in the moment content. So if I get off a shift or I have something interesting that happens, I try to show it almost immediately afterwards, because I feel like that's the most authentic way to do it. And then I have found that I am not a planner necessarily. So some people say, you know, have a calendar, post, you know, at the same time every week. I know based on my insights and the algorithm when people are mostly viewing my post. And so I can certainly kind of keep that in mind. But I also know that if it's a really great piece of information or something that people will get value from, it doesn't matter as much when I post it. For people that already follow me, they're going to be looking for that anyways. So I would say that I do it more in the moment. I have things that I really focus on consistently and then sprinkle a few things in. And I have recently hired somebody to help me just with captioning some of my videos and doing some things that were getting to be a little much between all the social media platforms. And so I am thankful for the added help.
That's great. And what platforms do you regularly use and why?
So for my personal veterinary social media, I used Instagram originally, and I had a Facebook page just for kind of a landing page, but that wasn't a primary source of putting out content. I would just share things from Instagram to Facebook as I saw fit. And then I ventured into TikTok a couple months ago and realized how quickly you can grow on there and have really found even a bigger following on TikTok. So mainly Instagram and TikTok. And then for the veterinary hospital that I own, that I run the social media, certainly focus more on Facebook for that demographic and then Instagram. And I have a TikTok saved for that practice, but I haven't leaned heavily into TikTok yet. I more use my personal veterinary one right now for the practice and to just bring awareness of the practice. We kind of went into COVID a couple months after I started it. And so a lot of people went online looking for community, looking for information, just looking for a way to connect. And so I leaned into that and tried to create a community where it was very supportive. And the things I had learned in the industry that had helped me find joy and also make it a sustainable career for me. And I think it was a time when a lot of people were struggling. And so I tried to create a community of people that just wanted to support each other and learn from one another, and started to sprinkle in there more humor. I found that I really enjoy kind of being a little silly and sassy with some of the things that are just, you know, realistic about what we do, but are funny if you think about it in a certain way. And that resonated. Your platform is not going to be for everybody. Your content's not going to be for everybody, and that's okay. So even negative comments kind of helped me realize that it's okay to not make things that everyone's going to like, that you're really trying to focus on a certain type of person to really create a community that is going to be hopefully more positive and encouraging to one another.
That's fantastic. And you're quite popular on social media. So what is it that people want to know? Why do they follow you? What are they looking to learn from you and from other veterinarians?
So people definitely want to know more about cases we see and things we see. And it's working in the ER, I've come to realize that even if I say the same thing frequently, it's always going to find somebody who hasn't heard it before. So I do talk a fair amount about preventable diseases like parvo, heat stroke this time of year. I talk about seasonal things, talk about toxins people might not think about. And I try to do it in a, this is a case I actually saw sort of way and tell the story of it. And so people definitely follow for that information. I have a lot of vet students that follow for kind of that medical information, and I will put up stories and we'll kind of work through them together on cases. And that's something that's really popular. The other thing that people are really interested to see is how I work and also am a mom and have a family life. And so that's been something that I didn't think would resonate so much, but because I have a lot of young veterinarians and vet students, they're really wondering, how can I still be a parent and work as a veterinarian? And so I try to share the good and the bad of that side of things pretty consistently. And then I do try to talk in the way people are, running hospitals or resources that are helpful. There's so many great accounts out there and wonderful people that are doing things that really matter in our industry. And I don't want to just have an account to have an account and have a follower number. Like, I really want to make a difference and try to highlight some of those things. So those are, I think, some of the reasons people follow me is, case information about my life in general, and then resources that hopefully they can use in their hospitals or in their lives to make things a little bit easier and better.
Absolutely. Well, how do you deal with negative comments or harassment? I know that that can be really rampant on the internet these days.
For the most part, I have a really thick skin, and I tell people all the time, it is a part of being on social media no matter what, and really no matter how big your account is. And there's been a couple times that I've done something and it's been highlighted in a negative way. And there's certainly a group of people that watch everything I do very closely and look for anything negative they can highlight or call out.
Right.
And I think I just know that that's part of what I'm doing and putting myself out there. And it's something I've accepted at this point. Not to say that there hasn't been times where I have laid in bed at night and wondered if I ever want to post again after reading some of the private messages people send me. So I don't want to sugarcoat it, like I brush it all off. Honestly, it is harder on my husband, and it is harder on my family and people I know when they see those things. And sometimes people will come to my defense in the comments that know me really well. And they're like, this is not okay what you're saying. And I'll usually just let that happen and block the person. You really can't. The big thing is you can't argue with people online. Like, you're not going to change somebody's mind. And it's someone especially that doesn't really know who you are as a person. There's really no value in spiraling and going down the rabbit hole with them. So I have learned to, as soon as I get that feeling that someone is really just personally attacking me or someone I can't trust, I just am going to try to block them and, make it a little harder on them to troll me. But it is definitely a part of being on social media. No matter what you're doing on social media, someone will find a way to say something hateful.
Right.
Well, and honestly, to me, it equilibrates a little bit with just being a veterinarian and having a day where you help so many pet owners and everyone's lovely. And then you have like that one pet owner that is just ugly and you can't make them happy. And they, just could wreck your day if you focus on them. So instead, I choose to focus on all the people that do get value out of what I'm doing, or the really sweet messages and encouraging messages I get, and try to let the other things, be something that I'm not going to be primarily focused on. And it is training your mind, but I think it's that way as veterinarians in the hospital versus online. So we have to work on it anyways.
Yes. And how has using social media benefited your practice?
I mean, as a veterinarian, I don't think I can say enough about how it's benefited me. It has definitely helped me connect really well with a lot of people that I otherwise never would have met, I never would have learned from. I feel like it's made me more aware of things that I wasn't aware of in veterinary medicine, and that has been really valuable. I think that it has opened doors that otherwise would not have been opened. I was doing speaking a little bit before I did social media, but I think it's definitely made me a more prominent speaker and someone that, you know, people will come watch just to listen to me and not necessarily just what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of, you know, value in that. And I also think that it's been something that has given me a creative outlet that I didn't really know I had, and something that I find really therapeutic and fun. And so it's important to lean into those things, right? Like, it's almost like a hobby in the fact that it lets me flex different muscles and different parts of my brain than my regular job does. And so that has been really valuable just for me in this career overall as a whole. For the hospital, it has definitely helped. I have had people reach out to me, you know, wanting to be hired because of our social media. I have had people, clients that have found us through social media and then follow us and, you know, share our content and like us. I really want us to have a really community active hospital. And so using social media to outreach and to put events up and to talk about things has been really a useful tool. And so it's a cheap, cheap way of marketing. And it's something that my team, for the most part, there's a few people that don't want to participate, which is totally fine. You should never make people participate that don't want to. But the people that do actually enjoy it and have fun with it. And they like it when someone says, like, I saw your video on TikTok, or I saw you, you know, here. And so it just adds a fun component to our workday when we film something or when we do something as a team. And I think there is a lot of value just on the showing who you really are as people and behind the scenes of the hospital for hiring purposes, but also for people to say, it looks like you guys really enjoy what you do. It looks like you really love the pets that come to see you. And to hear people say that means that you're doing something right as a hospital on social media.
That's great. Dr. Crocker, if veterinarians want to check out your pages and see what you do, where can they find you?
You can go to my website, which is drcrockerpetvet.com. And then from there, you can pretty much go to all my social platforms. If you want to find me on social media, my name's a little hard to spell, but you can type in at dr.tanasia.crocker and find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I also have some fun things coming up soon that I'll be launching. So if you follow along, there'll be a couple other platforms to check me out on and get a little longer form content that's going to be more informational than what you can actually cover on social media. So definitely watch and see what's coming up. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And I will see you soon at SWIMS.
That was Dr. Tanasia Crocker discussing social media for veterinary medicine. If you're interested in developing your social media, the TVMF Pause Post is a great place to start. TVMA members receive this monthly email from the Texas Veterinary Medical Foundation with pre-written, timely social media content for veterinary clinics. So if you don't have time or the manpower to plan a social media schedule, these copy-pastable posts are a fantastic resource. This month's email covers several noteworthy events, including Adopt-a-Cat Month, Pet Appreciation Week, World Pet Memorial Day, Take Your Pet to Work Week, and National Take Your Dog to Work Day. To receive the TVMF Pause Post, become a TVMA member today. A few quick announcements. Texas Veterinary Medical Foundation, TVMA's charitable partner since 1978, actively supports current and future veterinarians in Texas. The foundation provides multiple ways for you to pay it forward for your future colleagues through the Veterinary Student Support Program. Visit www.tvmf.org/student to sponsor a student's stethoscope, grant, or scholarship. All donations are tax deductible and directly support veterinary students in Texas. For those of you that are TVMA members, our fiscal year began on June 1st, so membership renewals should be in your mailboxes soon. Thank you so much for being a part of TVMA. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with a colleague and rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. A like, a share, a retweet, these are all great ways that you can support TVMA that won't cost you a dime. I'm your host, Audrea Wood. Thanks for listening.